And we have a short segment to kill. We're going to do some nostalgic Bronco Bowl music coming up next. But right now, it's time for Robert's favorite segment
in the world. Oh, boy.
It's Hints from Heloise.
What?
A syndicated column to help you with your life.
Good.
That sounds like an old woman.
And I don't really even understand this.
What?
All this woman did is cut and paste emails?
Yeah.
Is anybody stealing more money in this world than Heloise?
I applaud Heloise's courage.
God, these people are stupid.
Are you ready for some hints?
Yeah, right, right.
I think you'll find it very convenient.
It's the most useless advice ever.
That's right. It's Hints from Heloise, the syndicated column that helps you with your life.
I'd just like to give an update to confirm that Dazed and Confused is indeed being shown tonight at midnight at the Inwood Theater.
That's the most helpful hint that will be given in the next 5 to 7 minutes.
And so Jackie Brown on May 13th and 14th.
What else? Can you give me the rest of the schedule?
Thank you, TC. That's
quite enough. I believe it's brought to you, the midnight screenings at the Inwood, by the Dallas Observer. So if you could read, say, through August, that would be good. I would appreciate
that. Dear Heloise.
Oh, God.
How many times have we all gotten some appliance with a rechargeable battery or a phone charger and ended up with a drawer full of chargers with no clue as to which goes with which? When the appliance is new, or if you know what the charger goes with, good clarification there.
Oh,
take a liquid correction pen and write on the charger, for example, cordless drill or brand of cell phone, etc. The correction fluid will not rub off. It's waterproof and will survive many household moves.
Look at that Challenger out there, that brown 71
The
Challenger.
Correction fluid in the pen allows you to write normally so it can be read. From Susan via email.
Harry, go see if that guy will sell that to me.
Heloise writes, Eureka! And here's another hint about labeling electronics from Russ via email. He says, quote, I have dozens of plug-in battery chargers and power adapters for my various phones, flashlights, etc. To keep tabs on them and avoid plugging in the wrong thing, I write the name of the device on the charger or adapter with Puff Paint. Available in any craft store. This lasts longer and won't tear or fade like a paper label. For power cords that you can't see easily, I color code the device plug with different colors of electrical tape and a matching color on the device. This has saved me from frying electronic devices and has possibly prevented electrical fires. Heloise says, thanks, Susan.
My 7-year-old is drooling over here. He's passed out comatose from this information.
That's because he doesn't have the life experience to know how valuable these hints are.
That could save a life right there.
It could.
Oh, God.
Or yeah, it could save your house from burning down. What if you plugged in your Nokia phone into your iPhone charger and your house burned down, and then you and your child and your wife
were left? I'm fairly sure that's actually impossible.
I would like to think that Heloise just saved your life. Dear Heloise, my solution for cleaning the dirt from a bagless vacuum is to put the filter in a plastic bag from the grocery store. Just be sure it doesn't have holes in the bottom. Go outside and shake the bag. Once the loose dirt is off, the filter can be cleaned by brushing the other stuff off of it. From Annette S. in Monroe, Louisiana.
Brilliant!
You like that one? Just
I don't
take your bagless vacuum.
I understand
thing and wrap it in a grocery bag and
dear
then shake
Heloise,
it out.
I'm having trouble chewing my food. I mean, what do these people
cut it into smaller pieces? Love Heloise. Bam.
Dear Heloise, I'm having trouble putting on my pants.
Use one leg at a time. Bam.
We gotta go.
Dear Heloise, I'm having trouble breathing.
All right, finally, dear Heloise, my son finds it amusing to bring me a souvenir back scratcher from each of his many travels.
First of all, are you reading Heloise? Is this still Heloise? This is disturbing, and I'd like you to stop at that sentence and read no further.
No, this is from Jan from Maine.
My son finds it amusing to bring me a souvenir back scratcher from each of his many travels.
So I have a few.
Oh,
I keep one in the kitchen, and I use it to reach things on higher shelves. If something is at the back of the shelf, I can drag it forward with the scratcher and then be able to reach it. It's helpful for closet reaching, too. That little hand on the scratcher comes in very handy.
Mark.
Sounds good.
That's enough.
And that's hints from... Hey, you don't tell me what to do, TC.
No, you do tell him what to do, TC. You're paid handsomely to do so.
Just because you interviewed Ann Margaret, you don't get to tell me what to do.
He interviewed Ann Margaret. You're reading 35,000-year-old hints from a woman who's just stealing money.
Both of you need to shut up.
Shut
Coming
up,
up next... Some crap from Robert's iPod.